and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Hebrews 11:6 from the NLT. I think we'd all agree that in any productive relational conversation, there is both speaking and listening, and prayer is no different. However, the issue is that we typically don't know what to ask or say, and we usually haven't learned to listen in our spirit. This failure to hear means we frequently lose the benefit of instruction needed to take hold of the provision we're asking God to provide. Actively hearing God is crucial to answered prayer because he will direct us through our spirits. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them and they follow me. John 10:27 in the KJV. Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, "This is the way you should go," whether to the right or to the left. Isaiah 30:21 from the NLT. For many, our prayers often sound like a laundry list of things we need God to do, which generally don't happen because of the spiritual laws that govern prayer, some of which I discuss below. Many believers have never learned to pray, and while prayer is a conversation with God, it can't necessarily follow the format you'd have of speaking with another person. In ordinary conversations, you and the other participants share your thoughts regarding a matter to have what you'd call a productive discussion. However, prayer is different because it requires us to take the thoughts and statements of God and present them to him in agreement. Many of us haven't understood that our cooperation in prayer permits God to release his spoken provision into the lives of believers. When we fail to pray this way, we step out of the will of God and effectively lose the benefit of his promises. Prayer is a time of intimacy with God when we can be completely transparent with regards to our struggles, anxiety, fear, and all other concerns. Prayer is a time of worship, a time when his instructions and direction can be perceived by our spirits to lead and guide us to the things he has promised. God has plans and purpose for our lives, and part of our responsibility is to discover that plan through studying the Word and spending time in prayer. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you who are willing to learn with my eye upon you. Psalm 32, 8-9 in the AMP. For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11 in the AMP. Understanding these principles of prayer will produce a prayer life that is powerful and effective for accomplishing the will of God for your life and operating in your purpose. This type of prayer life is the epitome of a life led by the Spirit. Talk with God in prayer, get the instructions, and execute his plan in his power and his provision. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14 in the KJV. The Law of Faith in Prayer. Do you believe? Understanding God's promise to answer prayer is essential to a prayer life that will manifest the good things we pray to receive. I used the phrase good things intentionally because we cannot expect that God would answer prayers that don't reflect his will. As a matter of truth, there's only one type of prayer that God guarantees to answer, and that's a faith-filled prayer giving his word back to him. The Bible says in Numbers 23:19 that God cannot lie, so whatever he has said is his guarantee to perform. So our faith is in what God said and his integrity and faithfulness to act accordingly. So when God said he would accept the sacrifice of Jesus as our substitute to pay our sin debt and to position us as righteous before him, we, like Abraham, must receive it by faith. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Romans 4:3 in the KJV. Unfortunately, not all believers know that their faith shouldn't be in their ability to please God as their assurance of answered prayer. Our legal standing for answered prayer is our faith in Jesus as the one who perfectly pleased God on behalf of those who believe.